welcome to this week's podcast of the band called You. I'm Ashutosh Garg, and we're delighted to be bringing Amit Rahmani, who is the founder of this absolutely incredible co-working space called Office, with a very interesting spelling, A-W-F-I-S. When I first saw Office, I was wondering what this was about. And then as I got to know Amit a little better through the YPO, I realized what an amazing company he's building. Mm-hmm. So Amit, once again, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh.
I think what is absolutely fascinating is the amazing journey you've had with HOK Consulting, with Toyota Motor, with the Environment Group. Talk to us a little bit about your early career.
Sure.
Before you decided to become an entrepreneur and start Office.
Sure. Thanks, Ashutosh, for having me here. The journey started way back when I started to go to college in School of Planning and Architecture. Came from a family of engineers, so it was kind of a big change when I decided to pursue architecture. Then went to Kansas State for a master's in architecture, then went to Cornell for a real estate and planning program. Started my career with HOK in their advanced strategies group. And, you know, we were kind of advising companies at that stage on how to optimize their portfolio by looking at how you give choice to employees and reduce your footprint, right? So these are things, alternate work environments, which is kind of the precursor to what we know as co-working today. So during that journey, also worked with a company called Nelson in the US. We grew that from a 50-person company to about 600 people. We became one of the top five companies globally in the interior design space. Then thought that India was at a very interesting cusp in 2008, probably not the best time to come back to India, but I decided to take the plunge because I thought a country that rose at that level of GDP is certainly going to have a lot of opportunity, especially with the young population and the, you know, the explosive growth that was happening in multiple areas. So I decided to come to India and, you know, brought the brand Nelson back to India. In 2010, I bought over the rights for Nelson in India and then became a first-generation entrepreneur at that stage. Then we started a business called Petra, which was in the facility management space, which still continues. Both these businesses still continue. So when in 2014, I was in the US, we were looking at these new work environments and I came across co-working and I thought, well, this is a very interesting space. And, you know, because it's actually solving a need, right? People, because their businesses are unpredictable, need flexibility, right? They need the flexibility to take one seat, or they want to have the flexibility to take it for 1 hour to whatever time duration they wanted. So I thought, well, this could be a very interesting model in India, because that's exactly the things that we are struggling with. But I think interestingly enough, at that stage in the Indian environment, there were two kinds of shared workspace players. There were some co-working players which were only focused on startups. And then you had the business centers of the world like Regus and so on, which were focused on short-term demand for multinational clients. So I said, but the problem in India is SMEs, right? So can we build a business that really solves a problem in India? And that's where kind of the Office journey started. And my background in real estate and design obviously helped me understand what were the problems that the Indian context or the Indian businesses were facing. So we kind of launched it to solve a real world problem in India.
When you started your first center, where was the center and what were your challenges? Because after that, I just keep reading about the incredible speed at which you're scaling up. So I want to talk to you about your first center.
Sure.
And then after that, I want to talk to you about your challenges in scaling up.
Sure. So the first center was a big failure. This center was in Vasant Kunj in a Lal Dura space. It was about 70 seats and majority of the seats were in the open. We tried cafe concept, we tried some open desks, we tried a few closed environments, and even that 70 seats we could not fill up, right? To be very honest, it was a proof of concept that was a complete failure. But what it did make us realize was that the size of the center matters, because even though the center only had about 60% occupancy, everybody knew each other and everybody interacted with each other on a daily basis. And we felt that the challenge was that the companies wanted privacy when they were doing their business, but they wanted to interact with others at their own time. So what we understood was that the community had to be very strong. So the size of the center mattered, but you had to give people the ability to close a door when they were working within their company. But they should have the ability at their own leisure to come out and interact with others. So that was a big learning. The second learning was that location mattered. When we opened Vasant Kunj, it was not near any public transportation. So we could not attract companies that had a large population base. And the third learning was that clearly the design of the center was very important. The arrival experience, how you offer the ability for people to upgrade their infrastructure, it has to be aspirational. So these are the learnings, which for the first year, we only had one center, which is about 70 seats. We started the business in April of 2015, about 4 years back. But we learned a lot from that center. We did a lot of analysis, a lot of studies. And I think that gave us the ability to then, in the next year, scale it up to 500 seats. And then in the next 2 years, we scaled it up today to about 30,000 seats. We have expanded aggressively, especially over the last 2 years.
And what were some of your challenges while you were scaling up? Just the real estate, or is it something more?
So Ashutosh, I had a good background in real estate, both from a design and understanding the environment itself. But real estate in India is complicated. First, dealing with the developer community, because of lack of transparency is a challenge. Mm-hmm. Then you have to deal with the contractor to get it built. And then you have a FM agency or facility management agency that manages the maintenance and the upkeep of the center. All of them have challenges. Anybody who's built even their house in India knows these challenges. Yeah. But it was better for us because we knew the space very well.
So you've now got 30,000 seats. Mm-hmm. I read in the papers that you've raised some serious money. What is the potential of this business in India?
Today, the total co-working environment put together is about 15 million. Of about 1 billion square feet in India. So it's about 1.5% of the total space. Every year we add about 50 million of commercial real estate. To give you a perspective, today just the London market, 12% is co-working. So if I just extrapolate that, even if we say in the next 5 years, it's 12% or 15%, we will be at somewhere around 200 plus million square feet. We firmly believe that because you're solving a real world problem, because there is inefficiency on the supply side and there is inefficiency on the demand side, if you solve this problem just as an office, as a single operator, we could have 1 million square feet under our management in the next 5 to 6 years.
And some challenges that you faced?
Challenges, I think the early learnings were clearly what is the right fit for India? What is the right pricing for India? What will India resonate with? Because clearly what resonates in the developed world is not resonating in India. And I think what a lot of people do is they copy from the global models and they try to implement it here. For example, our centers, the sizing is about 20,000 square feet. Most of my competitors are at 200,000 square feet, right? So that was the learning through our, you know, initial proof of concept and so on. Second, what we learned was that India by itself is a very value play, right? So if you can give a great experience at an affordable price, and then the opportunity is endless, right? So these were some of the challenges that were very India-centric. They were not global, that we learned over there. And finally, you're in the real estate space. It has complications, right? It is governed with a lot of off-the-book kind of investments, etc. But I think clearly the professionalism that has happened over the last, especially over the last 10 to 12 years in India, has certainly helped overcome those challenges for us.
It's amazing you're talking real estate, because in my Guardian days, you know, we had 250 stores, and our biggest challenge was how the hell do you keep on renewing leases after every 9 years?
Yeah.
So I can understand that.
Yeah.
So tell me again, is this space overcrowded? Are there a lot of competitors? Because I know you're right on top. Mm-hmm. Or are there more people coming in? And at some stage, do you think you will take office into South Asia and Southeast Asia?
Co-working in India is a sunrise industry. When there is a sunrise industry, there are a lot of players that try their hand at it, right? So clearly, 2017 and 18 was about that. Mm. So there are some, you know, 300 players. Wow. But I think today there are at least 10 players that I would say have a significant presence. I firmly believe this space is like banking or automobile, right? So there won't be one player. It won't be a winner takes all. I think there is room for multiple players at multiple levels of price point to coexist. It's similar to the hospitality industry. So you have a ITC, Moria level hotels, and then you have Lemon Trees, and then you have Ibis as well. And I think all of them do fairly well. So I think in this space, that's how it's going to turn out. In terms of international, I firmly believe the problem that one is solving in India is so deep. Today, we are only primarily in the 7 metros and 1 tier 2 city. I think as India expands, as urbanization happens, we go from about 17% service sector to, let's say, 30-40% over the next 5 years, as 50% of the population by 2030 is predicted to be in the major towns in India, I think this all will lead to a large amount of commercial activity. And I firmly believe that we can solve the problem of India. So we personally don't have any international ambitions as yet.
What about the residential space? Co-working in office is fantastic. And of course, there's a lot of work that is going on in student housing. But if you look at young couples who are always struggling in these big metro cities to find a place to stay, especially when what the individuals are working, is there an opportunity in this space?
I firmly believe that in the student housing space, it's been proven that one is solving a real world problem.
Yeah.
As it comes to young couples, because finding a residential space is not that hard, as I see, because there's a lot of vacancy that's available, the developers have oversupplied the market. I feel that there is a smaller opportunity in the young couple market. I think singles and student housing, I firmly believe there is a large market. We as office believe that we are solving the problem of finding good quality workplace at an affordable price, and that's where we want to focus on. But there are other much smarter players in that living space. We don't want to venture out right now.
I was reading an article recently which said some hotels have started looking at co-working, which is also offering, I don't know if that's happening in India or somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to be addressing the need of living as well as working.
So coincidentally, our fifth center was inside Taj Deccan in Hyderabad. So we firmly believe that as far as the hospitality space goes, we can be a very key partner there as well. We have done that similar things with malls as well.
Yeah.
Right? We have five malls where we operate our centers.
Yeah.
So I believe, yes, absolutely, there is a large opportunity where hospitality comes along with co-working operator and, you know, does a business.
Okay. So now moving into some other areas of conversation. Every morning when you get up, what gets you going? New centers, new expansion, people issues, more revenue. What is it that drives you?
So, Ashutosh, I think what drives us today as a company and me personally as well is that we have really made a difference in the small medium enterprise space, right? Where a small medium business had to be relegated to substandard space, space which was not quality, did not operate in a service level fashion, which was acceptable to most of the employees that work in that space. 45% of our business comes from there. I think because we have been able to solve that problem by giving affordable workspace and a high quality workspace to SMEs, that is a big driver for us because we are actually solving a real world problem which is inherent to India. And I think that's what runs the business. I mean, our customers are what makes this every day great for us. And I think that's been really heartwarming to see how the customers have responded to our solution.
You mentioned that there are 1,200 companies working in your centers.
Mm-hmm.
How has your experience been with all these companies? I mean, there must be hundreds and hundreds of startups.
About 80% of the business comes from SMEs and corporates, right? About 20% comes from startups. Clearly, from a startup standpoint, I think we have made a difference because we have made it available at a very inexpensive price at the best of the locations and in the best of the buildings. So I think it has made an impact. It is really great to see companies that are doing really well. Obviously, there are many companies which start off with 1, 2, 5 seats and have expanded to 100, 200 seats. And it's really great to see how, you know, they're solving big problems and, you know, delivering great solutions for India. So I think that, you know, has been a very, very positive impact that we've been able to make to the Indian startup ecosystem.
So do you see at some stage some of your centers becoming like incubators for startups?
We firmly believe that we understand workspace really well, we understand infrastructure really well, and we understand service really well. We don't have the smarts to become an VC.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So from that standpoint, we help startups connect with venture capitalists and PE funds, but we don't feel that we have the ability to spot the next big startup in the system.
The next big unicorn.
Yeah.
Though I think you will be a unicorn one of these days.
Hopefully. Thank you.
Different question that I ask all my guests on my podcast. What is your biggest learning from your biggest failure?
We've had many, many failures, right? I've had 4 entrepreneurship ventures that have completely failed. But I think more than the failures, I think the biggest regret that I have is that in 2001, when I was graduating from Cornell, we were selected as one of two businesses that were to be funded out of 100 pitches that were done as part of the entrepreneurship program at Cornell. And I didn't take the plunge at that stage. And I regret that if I had done that in 2001 versus 2010, when I finally became, I feel that I lost 10 years of my entrepreneurial journey. Many reasons, but I think that's a big regret that I still hold, that if I had taken that plunge, life would have been very different.
You may have been 1 million seats by now.
Maybe.
You may have been doing something else altogether.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. I meet a lot of young entrepreneurs who basically drive their business because of valuation. And I often tell them, valuation has to be the result of your business rather than the other way around. What are your thoughts on this? Because you've got a very valuable business.
I think, honestly, Ashutosh, we firmly believe at Office that the only valuation that matters is the public markets,
yeah,
right? And the public markets only reward you if you have built a solid business on first principles. So for us, the first 2 years of our journey was about learning, right? So we learned really well. Once we had learned, we scaled up really well, right? I mean, we scaled up and executed, because in India, there is lots of strategy, but wherever meets the road is about execution, which we did over the last 3 years. And today we've turned profitable at a company level in November of 2018. So today, our next 3 years journey is about taking the business public. So valuation to us really doesn't matter, right? I mean, for us, what was important was, have you built a business? Does the business make money? Does the business have a great contribution margin? And have you de-risked your business because you're in the real estate space? And we've done all of those things. So today, it's all about, by 2022, for us to take the business IPO. My firm advice to every entrepreneur would be, build a first principles business. Once the business is there, valuation will come.
Correct. So last question. What would your advice be to young entrepreneurs who are starting up their journey?
So, Ashutosh, India today, 72% of the entrepreneurs are below 35 years of age. 50% of the world's population is going to be the millennials, right? In India, it's going to be 65%. I would just say two words, start today. There is no better place in the world where digital economy has taken off. It's a democracy where it's a level playing field. A country that grows at about 7-8% GDP growth. Start today. There is no better place to do business in the world today. And with all the initiatives by the government and the support by the government, I think the time is now. So start today.
Thank you. That's very, very good advice. And I'm sure all our young friends who are listening to you would have heard these two words of start today. So Amit, thank you once again for being on our podcast, The Brand Called You. It's great to have you with us. And when you do your IPO, I hope we'll get you back on our podcast.
Sure. Huh? Thank you. Thank you, Ashutosh.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You podcast. Be sure to visit tbcy.in to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover fantastic bonus content. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Simply search for The Brand Called You. Thank you, and see you next week.